When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Hello. Hello. During the regular old show, we just had a conversation about children lullabies and how over half of millennial parents don't know the words to Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, which of course is Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, how I wonder what you are, shine upon the parking lot as I wait. That's an Andrew Dice Clay version of the
That's not how it goes.
Yeah.
Ace, will you pop the microphones off and I'll tell them the rest of it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Here we go.
Oh!
That's absolutely foul.
Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet eating her curds and whey.
Yeah. Fun memories. Fun memories.
Sat down beside her. He said, "Hey, what's in the bowl, bitch?"
Yay. Sounds like a great song.
Hey, it's not a song.
Oh,
it's
what
a stand up comic who took nursery rhymes and made them dirty. Mm. Yeah. You know who that stand up comic was?
No.
Have you ever seen the new version of Star Is Born?
Yes.
He played Lady Gaga's dad. The limousine driver, Andrew Dice Clay.
Jack and Jill went up the hill,
mm-hmm.
each with a buck and a quarter. Jill came down with 250. Oh!
But then Alexis was taking us down a little trip to El Salvador way and was singing us a little nursery rhyme in Spanish, a little lullaby, I mean. Is that a popular Spanish language lullaby that from your culture?
I think it's from El Salvador, but I don't know.
From your homeland?
Yeah, from the motherland.
Mm-hmm. Do it for everybody.
Los pollitos dicen pío, 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 cuando tienen hambre, cuando tienen frío. La mamá gallina cara sus pollitos. And I don't know the rest.
Okay. And Riggins, you said you picked something out of it about a chicken.
Yeah, I know Pio Pio because we've got a chicken restaurant. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, that's Pio Pio, right?
Yeah. What is pollo?
Chicken.
Yeah. And what's Pio?
It's the noise that the chicken makes.
Oh.
Pio Pio.
I just knew it was like a chicken place. I was like, is that a chicken? I don't know.
And then she said something about a margarita in there. I heard that. Margarita. And burros and... street corn.
Mm-hmm. You got it. Nailed it. That's the whole thing. The best. It's the most famous nursery rhyme of my country.
But you know, people say street corn like it's supposed to be so appetizing. And you say adding the word street to a food doesn't make it sound more appetizing to me.
Street tacos.
Well, I'd rather have building tacos.
Yeah. What makes it street corn?
Because they sell it on the street.
Oh, that's all it is?
Yeah.
Well, and it's grilled, right? Isn't it grilled?
Mm-hmm. And then, okay. But usually, they go around and like they put all the stuff on it. But it's like almost like a popsicle person.
So when I grill corn on my grill at home, it's essentially the same thing.
No, because you don't put the mayo or the spiciness on it.
I put a lot of spices, but no mayo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you got patio corn.
I just got some patio corn.
Yeah, you got some white patio corn.
because I don't use mayonnaise. You know, a lot of spice, no mayonnaise.
See, I'm not a big fan of corn on the cob as it is.
I love corn on the cob.
Man, I'm also not a fan of people calling it corn off the cob. It's called whole kernel corn.
No one's going to say whole kernel corn.
Whole kernel corn.
Can I have a bowl of whole kernel?
Whole kernel corn.
No one's going to say that.
You actually ask for corn off the cob?
Just corn.
Right. But I'm saying that the title of it is not corn off the cob. Because you can't buy a can of corn in the grocery store that says corn off the cob. It says whole kernel corn. And then the others say cream style corn, which I much prefer the cream style corn.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'll actually take a can of whole kernel, mix it with cream style, and thicken it up with the whole kernel corn.
Man.
But I use whole kernel in my soups, you know, and when I'm grinding corn for my cornbread and tortillas.
You do not make your own corn tortillas, so don't even lie to the people like that.
I don't even bring them in the house.
I know.
Corn ass tortilla. Whole dry ass tortilla.
They're not dry.
y'all know how so brilliantly I have made the observation that if a certain number of women say that they really like something, then all the other women want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other women have to follow the same philosophy. Like
yes.
When the movie Pretty Woman came out, that was about that darned old whore running around with Richard Gere. And she would let somebody just ride her till the sun comes home.
Oh my goodness gracious.
And but not kiss them in the mouth because she said it's too personal. Kissing's too personal. Well, then every woman adopted that that theory after seeing, you know, that old, you know, street whore walk around and letting Richard Gere and every man who had a dollar run it in her. You know,
dude, stop. God,
every man who had a dollar got it just run it in her.
They're gonna take philosophy from her. Well, there's a new one that I have noticed, and I think it's just the beginnings of what is going to end up being a big thing with women. But would probably not be huge until the economy gets better. But every, well, not every, but there are so many women now who have jumped on this Italy train. They want to go to Italy.
Yeah.
They all want to go to Italy.
It seemed like it was Greece for a while. Now it's Italy.
And they're taking girls' trips to Italy. One of my wife's friends is on a girl's trip to Italy now.
It's a hell of a girlfriend.
It's her birthday, friend's birthday, 50th birthday. And she took, and, you know, I think all expenses paid except for the flight. She took a group of women with her.
What?
And my, and I'm friends with both of them, but closer friends with one of the guests. And her name's Jodine. And Jodine went in this group of women, and not just a trip to Italy to go have fun. I mean, this is a blow it out. Took a professional photographer, even to what do you call it? Document everything, and they have professional pictures done, and you know, they're all dressed fancy for dinner and everything, and there's certain, like, all their pictures, like some bunch of their pictures look like album covers and things, the way they're posed up and everything.
It's lit. I would love that.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Right. It's yeah, it's elaborate. It's elaborate. But it's stuff like that that then they come back and go, well, other women go, I want to go to Italy. I want to.
Yeah.
And I don't give a damn about going. And I know that there will be a day, you know, like I said, when the economy bounces back, you know, in a few years or whatever, that I'm going to be faced with that.
That's awesome. I would love to go to Italy. I mean, I don't want a
professional. And to have your personal photographer follow you around, yes, please.
I don't want that.
That's a woman. I love that. That is a
straight up woman thing. No man.
I do not want anybody would want
that. Chase, you love Todd chasing you around with the camera. You telling me you don't want him chasing you around in Italy?
Hell no.
Oh, you a lie. You a damn lie.
Your wife wouldn't want Todd to go taking pictures, or somebody?
I'm sure she would love to have a professional photographer
that
yeah.
took y'all's, you know, rooftop mm-hmm. wedding.
Oh, she would love to have a photographer there to take all the pictures.
Yeah, that's what I say. It's a woman to have a photographer.
Yeah, it's a woman thing because women are way more egotistical than men are.
Yeah, I don't want anybody that I don't know just hanging out being on vacation. Yeah.
Ciao, Bella.
But I would be in a dilemma because I wouldn't feel right about Jody going somewhere that far, traveling to a strange foreign place without me, you know, in case something popped off. You know, I've seen all three Takens. I know how that shit works. So I wouldn't want anything like that to happen. But I don't want to go to Italy. You know why?
Why?
I ain't lost a damn thing in Italy. To have to go over there.
That would be the only place I would want to go overseas.
My mom told me that next summer she wants to take a trip to Italy.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful, obviously, but the food to me, that's like the highlight.
The
food's incredible. Yeah, the wine's incredible. The history, the things you could see. Plus, they have great beaches and everything as well.
Well, that's the only thing I would... If they have beaches, I don't give a damn about Italian history.
Oh, God, going to see the Colosseum.
I'm not that big of, a fan incredible. Of their food.
The food
would just weigh me down all the time.
Is that in Italy?
Totally different.
The 16th chapel?
Sistine Chapel. Mm-hmm. You know I didn't say 16 chapel.
It's a totally different pasta.
Don't even play me like
that. But anyway, one day that destination for women, all the women want to go, is Nashville. The next day it's Italy.
It's easier to pull off Nashville than it is.
It was Charleston, Nashville, now Italy.
We want to go to the moon.
Why won't you buy me a with our personal photographer to the
Jody
moon?
Jody would not want the personal photographer.
No?
No. Not at all.
That's I've never even heard of that.
I love it.
To have a personal photographer follow you on a
That's
girl's
a flex.
Trip.
I love it.
Yeah.
Do you have to always tell them, like, hey, get a picture of this or get a picture
they
of that?
They know. They know the vibe.
You just turn them loose and they just take pictures.
Well, I mean, we take professional photographers on when we would do green kids trips and stuff, so I guess it's kind of like that.
Gary, wake your ass up. You gotta come take pictures.
That's our friend.
Wayne, did you get
bring your shit?
Did you get a shot? You get a shot of the castle.
Them babies are on the teacups, Wayne. Hurry. Probably a little different.
And Wayne is one of our photographers.
Yes.
He got great shots.
That's hilarious.
It was a little different.
Wayne, get in my gondola. So you can get our picture.
I got a kick ass.
I need to see who this Wayne is.
You know what your guy.
Yeah, he's been a huge friend of ours for the end of the show for years.
That's hilarious.
You know what else would feel be weird to me? Is that just having that person there taking pictures all the time? Mm. I would end up feeling bad. Like, well, hey, man, give me your kid. You go see something. Fun. I'll take a picture. Yeah, whatever. I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah, I would too. I wouldn't want to feel like anybody's boss on vacation.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I don't know. You're treating them to it. You probably have to pay for their flight, hotel, and food and stuff. I wouldn't feel that bad. I'm like, well, you did come here as part of a group to do a job. I mean, we're going to pay you for this job.
I would be happy. Like, I get to go to Italy to do what I love.
I guess I'm just saying.
I can do that.
I got it like this, though. Here's the way I look at it. So next weekend, not this weekend, but a week from today, I go to Houston for my annual get-together with my buddies that I grew up with. The last thing I would want is somebody who's not one of them hanging around.
Right. Being in your business.
Yeah. Like, who's this person?
Riggins, that might be one of those good internet poll things. Which member of the show would most want a professional photographer following them around?
That's a good question. Yeah, I mean, it's a landslide.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing. It's just, you know.
Do you think it'd be a landslide, Alexis or Ace?
Oh, Ace. Really? But she's going to be a runner-up.
Oh, yeah, because I've been so totally screwed over by y'all in this whole conversation.
How have we been screwed? How have you been screwed over?
How do I have Todd follow me around?
You
everywhere?
Literally, yeah. Look at all the videos that he has. He's following you around. He's in your passenger seat, in the back seat, with you, following you into places.
He has always.
All videos, but they're all things we did for work.
He's always idolized.
They're all editions of they're editions of Ace at Large.
Yeah, you have a whole show about him following you around.
Oh, okay. That's. That is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life.
The whole point of the show.
So every reporter who ever does everything does a show about being followed around with a camera. Yeah. That is idiotic.
That should be the show. So I'm following Ace today.
Yeah. And all your TikToks.
Yes, see? You love
How many TikToks did you make about being COVID stricken?
None.
You didn't get up and do a little COVID dance?
No, we haven't been TikTok in a long time.
I'm running up that road. I'm running up that road.
Nice observation, Alexis.
You know.
You know she would love to have a professional
photographer. I would, but I admit it.
Right, she admits it.
I embrace it.
That's what's funny is you're like, what?
I just don't want some guy, or woman like, hanging around with me.
Yeah, I would do.
That just,
you.
Like, who's this person?
Do you know yourself?
Especially you go to the beach, and I'm sitting on the beach, and I got this person just taking pictures. It's go away.
Yeah.
So you'd rather just use timer and like take 10,000 pictures to get one good one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really would. My wife's got that shit down her heart.
Give me the photographer all day long.
Because that also means it's a lot of, okay, we're gonna get dressed at this time. We'll be down at 6:30. We're gonna take pictures from 6:30 to 7. Like, God,
no, because it's not planned. Yeah, it's just gonna be.
I bet
like,
it is. I bet dinner photography is well thought out and well planned every night. Getting shots before dinner, individual shots, together shots, group shots.
But the thing with our pictures when we're off on a trip or something is Jody always wants to do a selfie of all of us, you know, say we gotta get our selfie and you know whatever just to be silly and whatnot, and she goes you're better at selfies, so you take it and then I'll be ready to take the selfie and at what I think is going to be, you know, four people, and then the next thing you know I got about eight people standing behind me and I'm like, how long do you think my arm is? Right. I'm not a tall person, I don't have long limbs.
It's a group photo. It shouldn't be a selfie. There's eight people in it.
She's like, you come in, you stand here, and you need to squat down. Okay.
Oh, my God.
So maybe the professional photographer doesn't sound so bad.
See?
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
So, during that break, we were talking about, some people are arrogant and braggadocious. And Alexis said, I don't come off as being arrogant or braggadocious, do I? And I said, well, only when you say things like less than an hour ago, she said to us, well, it's because I know I'm hot and I got great boobs.
Yeah, but I mean,
instances like that kind of, you know, tip your hand.
But it's the truth. But,
again. It does seem it comes across.
How do I? How can I say it so it won't sound like that?
Well, see, you shouldn't say.
I don't know that you can say.
Yeah,
I can't say that I love my own boobs.
You can, but you're going to be labeled braggadocious
and self-absorbed, arrogant, whatever, conceited. You know, that kind of thing. But that shouldn't matter to you.
No.
You're wearing damn cat ears
exactly.
to work.
I don't care what people think.
Exactly.
And that might be the more freeing way to look at life is who gives a damn what other people think.
Very freeing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love not caring what people think.
You know who else is like that? The criminally insane. They don't care what people think.
You know who else? Bitches.
Yup. A bad ass bitch. I'm a bad ass bitch.
Mm-hmm. So, speaking of that, you going out on the lake this weekend with your, what you called, what did you call them? Badass?
My boat hoes.
No, you called them badass professional bitches.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, you going out on the lake with them?
Yeah, tomorrow, but Riggins ruined my dream and said that it's supposed to rain tomorrow.
Yeah, Riggins ruined it.
Yeah.
What lake do you go on?
This one?
Yeah, up here. So,
Let's see.
She goes on Ricky Lake.
No, I don't.
Where she needs to be on Ricky Lake.
I don't want to go Ricky Lake.
the sun's coming out about in the morning.
I hope it's 9 to 2 is the time we're going.
By 9 a.m. No rain yet.
But yeah, if it doesn't
rain overnight,
and it's gonna be great.
Do y'all know that Ricky Lake and Kevin James are brother and sister?
That's not true.
Yes,
that's
it is.
Not true.
Absolutely is.
With a damn lie.
Why would you even say that?
It's not true.
Believable.
Look it up.
Their brother and sister? Mm-hmm. Ricky Lake and Kevin James?
Yep.
Okay.
Look it up.
Who did I just see Kevin James in a thing a while back?
Like is that Mall Cop?
No. Yeah, he was in a documentary about someone. I know. It's the wrestler, Mick Foley. They were childhood friends. They went to school together, I guess. And he popped up in the thing about Mick Foley. I was like, "What the hell is Kevin James with this?" And Kevin James, childhood friends. Like they grew up on the like in the same street or something. It's weird.
But no, Alexis, you're not braggadocious and arrogant.
I hope
you're
not.
Just dumb.
Yeah, sometimes.
Because you know, people sometimes say stuff like that just because they don't know any better. They have the right social skills.
Okay, well,
I'd rather be braggadocious.
Shut up! I was gonna agree with you until you wanted to take it there.
You're just stupid.
You're just a little, stupid.
But just a little.
Don't know any better.
Uncultured.
I got tons of culture, bro.
It's coming out of her ears.
Yeah. I'm cultured up.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm being sarcasm. I saw a thing yesterday that said that it said narcissists don't perform as well in the sex.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But I don't know if they were talking about clinical narcissists. That word gets thrown around so much, or just people who are self-absorbed and self-centered. Because being a true narcissist has so many other things that goes along with it. It's not just being self-absorbed.
It would make sense, though, because you're too into yourself,
mm-hmm.
your own needs and desires, that you don't focus on the other person.
Right. And they say that that a narcissist will take the relations into his or her own hands a lot because they're just out to for gratification of themselves, so they do that a lot more, and that hampers it's another thing that hampers their performance when they're with another person.
It explains a lot. Yeah, I just found out I'm a narcissist.
Well, you got two of those because you've admitted you don't care whether the girl enjoys it or not.
Yeah,
and you know,
which is it's absolutely all horrible.
Oh my god,
Riggins.
Shocking.
God.
What?
I'm over y'all.
But you know what? Every other aspect of our American culture is what can a guy do to make a woman happy? And he must do this and you must do that. Mother's Day sermons in church, or we're celebrating women and what all we should be thankful for with mothers and all that. Father's Day sermons in church, or our fathers, you need to make sure you're taking care of business and making mother happy. It's a scolding on the Father's Day sermons. So Riggins is just like, for once, for one thing in my life, I'm not going to be told that I have to please a woman.
Yeah, I don't care. It's like, fine, don't sleep with me. I don't care. You've got a million guys out there. You can hook up with anybody. I'm not looking for you.
Jerk.
You're that upset about it. I always like the self-absorbed. It's like, well, who the hell am I supposed to be absorbed with? It's me.
Yeah, I don't want to be absorbed with anybody else.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Of course I'm self-absorbed.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when people say somebody choked on his own vomit, who else's vomit he going to choke on?
Right.
If he choked on somebody else's vomit, then that's really something you should stretch.
Exactly.
You know, and you should go, can you believe it? He choked on her vomit.
Crazy.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, then you're like, holy crap, he choked on somebody else's vomit.
What happened?
Choked on his own vomit. Not his own. He's self-absorbed. No, not absorbed in himself. But there's a difference in self-absorbed and self-interest. Self-interest and selfishness. There's a difference.
Okay, I think I'm both.
Yeah.
What are you meaning? Your self-interest is you're looking out for your own self-interests.
Yeah.
You know, you mean you're paying attention to your needs and desires.
Right, to the things that you find that will be more beneficial for your life.
Yeah.
Like our self-interest, my self-interest is doing my work to be prepared to do the right thing, to be successful and all that, as opposed to worrying about what the people in the next office are doing for themselves.
Yeah. And there's also a level of responsibility to that, of pulling your weight as part of the group and setting a good example and setting the tone and so forth and so on.
Yeah.
So that makes you not selfish.
I always wonder, though, if a true narcissist could looking in the mirror.
Whoa, that's dark, man. That's weird.
I know.
Like getting so turned on by yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's odd.
That is really
because,
weird.
Because, you know, Narcissus, that's what happened. He was looking at himself in the pool.
Yeah.
And so enthralled in himself, and he leaned down to kiss himself and drown.
Yeah.
So kick that up a few notches. Could somebody stand in a mirror looking at themselves and be so turned on that they can provide themselves with sexual pleasure?
Yeah.
Was he Greek?
Yeah.
That's what I was asking. I was about to ask, Greek or Roman?
I think Greek. But
I didn't know that.
That could be a poll question. Riggins? Which one of us could masturbate looking in a mirror?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Who do you think it is? Who would you say? Alexa says Ace. I would say Alexis probably.
No.
You're the one that talks about your body parts, man. So
you're the one who loves yourself.
Yeah, but
this is how the whole conversation started. You're talking about why I can't appreciate and like the looks of my own boobs.
Yeah,
I can appreciate, but I'm not going to turn myself on by myself. I turn other people on.
Well, he just said that which one would be most likely.
Yeah, and I would not.
Of all of us, you wouldn't be the one?
No.
Most likely?
If in the mirror?
Not to say you would definitely do it, but the chances of of your doing that are not greater than, say, Rob?
No.
Oh, that would be amazing. I've never asked for anything. Let me find out that's true. I was like, I'll admit something. Looking at myself.
Especially with my hair the way it is right now.
Yeah,
and the Mulan ponytail.
Yeah. Kind of sideways in the chair.
God.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Y'all crazy. Today is Friday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
All day.
Friday. Is this the only day this week you've been here, Ace?
Yeah.
That's a sweet deal.
Man, we were off
that
Monday.
That's a sweet Tuesday, deal. Wednesday,
Thursday. Man. I should have come back sooner, but Adam was.
What?
Adam said that I, you know, you got to be negative.
Mm. All right, dude. For the protection of the staff,
uh-huh.
and to make sure that,
yeah.
So you're not going to tell him that the first thing you said when you walked in here today was, "F that test."
F that. I'm coming back. That's what they tell everybody with a highly infectious disease. You know what? F it. You know better than the doctor guy that went to see Poison last week.
I mean, if Alexis hadn't already gotten it, yeah. She was the same place I was, and she didn't get it.
I'm a lot healthier than you.
No, I don't think you are.
How do you figure that you are healthier than me?
Because I'm younger.
Oh, by brother. All accounts, I am healthier than you.
No. You've gotten sick plenty of times this year. I've never even gotten a cold, really. I get stomach issues. That's about it.
Yeah, but that...
I don't get stomach issues.
Right.
But I bring
if you get a
myself.
Cold, it doesn't mean you're not a healthy person.
Yeah, if I never get sick, that means I'm healthy.
But you do get sick, just in different ways. Like you say, you are sitting at home doubled over with stomach pains every time you eat a piece of cheese.
But I brought that upon myself. It's not because I'm not healthy.
But it still means that your stomach can't handle whatever you're putting in it. Then that's a sickness.
Mm.
That's a body flaw.
Riggins, who do you think is healthier?
I don't know. You shit your pants one time and all of a sudden you're not healthy. Which one of you shit your pants more?
Ace.
Bro.
Yeah.
I don't know. We could get a doctor and find out which one of you has like better
all I know
stats
is
or whatever.
My blood work is perfect.
My blood work is perfect.
My,
how you know?
Because I just went to the doctor's not too long ago.
Oh, and you had blood drawn?
Yeah.
Oh. You had blood drawn. Mm-hmm. Old ass. Yeah. You're always getting blood drawn.
Always getting blood drawn.
It was once. Always blood. No, like you guys who go like every other day. Frequent visitors.
Well, I know I'm not the healthiest. I got reflux, sleeping problems, hemorrhoids.
That's like the worst. That's
yeah,
like death sentence.
That's the worst. Whew. You do not want that.
Nope.
No.
I would take, I'm not kidding you, I would take a week. Well, no. I would take bouts of diarrhea rather than hemorrhoid attacks. Easily.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I
can't leave
understand.
The house for a few hours or so, that kind, rather than one hemorrhoid attack.
Just from what I've seen knowing you all these years and the times that you've had to deal with that, just, you know, outside looking in, I would have to agree.
And then sometimes, here's a little behind the scenes thing, a little Easter egg you can look for if you watch any of our videos. Some days I may look taller when I'm sitting behind the desk here, and that's because I'm sitting on a giant hemorrhoid. That's how big they are. They're like pogo balls.
Ew.
Big.
Yeah, like a yoga ball.
They look like boils.
No.
What'd it look like?
Yeah, what'd it look like?
How do I know?
Do you
I
don't look at your butt?
There. I can't get back there and up in there.
I would like to know.
This girl, look it up or something. That's nasty.
I want to know what TJ
looks
like.
Yeah, what do TJ's hemorrhoids look like?
I can Google it, but I want to know what yours look like.
Show us your hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoid show at lunch. Come on, don't be...
Show and tell.
Mine are purple and gold. I've had them turned into the LSU colors.
You know it.
That's all I know.
Flex.
You're too uptight. You won't even show us your hemorrhoid.
Maybe you won't be as uptight if you show them to us.
Okay, I found a picture online, not of mine, but of others.
I've seen. I know what a hemorrhoid is.
But okay. I've never seen what they look like.
You got one?
You've never looked up to see what it looks like?
I don't know. I just know that the pain for me is on the inside. So I don't know how many are up in there. But it flares up from time to time. It's not a constant, daily struggle.
Can you put ice cube in it or something?
Yeah.
In your butt? To cool
it off. No, I've never done that for, trying to treat a hemorrhoid.
You should.
But, for other reasons.
Get an otter pop.
Mm. Well, Sonic Ice is the best for that.
Yeah.
Just cool it off a little bit.
Yeah, and surprisingly enough, these pictures that I've found are not, they're not cute.
No.
Ugh.
Oh, well.
Oh, look at him. He's got a cute hemorrhoid.
Mm-hmm. Well,
say that.
That's what Dr. Pimple Popper, Dr. Sandra Lee, will say about those cysts and stuff like that. Oh, you got a cute little lipoma.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a cute little something cyst or whatever.
Ew.
And it's not. It's not cute.
Not ever.
Mm-hmm. I'm not hurting you, right?
Oh, no. This is what it looks like.
You don't want them.
Yeah, don't look that up.
Dude, you have this in your butt?
Among other things.
Which one? What are you looking at? I'll tell you, yes or no.
Does it have a cord on it?
Are you at partycity.com?
Is it bigger than a bread box?
Is it the Long John Silver's website?
Okay, well.
What grade do you have?
I don't know. But Joe?
Yeah.
That made me that cutting board. He said, thanks to TJ, I've started saying darned old whore. Because I say that, so now he's just running around calling every woman he meets a darned old whore. That's not my intention.
Be careful doing that.
So, because, people pick up on things, and I'm just hoping that all of these guys that listen to the show and want to be like me are not out now trying to catch a case of the hemorrhoids.
Right. They're Googling how to get.
Yeah.
Ace, something came up on Share Funny yesterday. And I think I've heard you say that y'all did the same thing. I was telling them about how when we were kids, they would fog the neighborhood to kill mosquitoes and stuff. And y'all would be out in it. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you play out in the, if it came by, they say go in the house, but you didn't really do it?
No, I have a vague recollection that they didn't do it very often.
Yeah, because you lived in a bigger town than I did. So this lady, Brenda, said, TJ Skeeter Clouds had me howling. I instantly had a flashback to 1980. Sad thing is, I don't remember anyone telling us to stay inside.
I honestly think
they didn't even tell them to get out of the way.
I don't think they did it in my neighborhood. I think they did it at my I was at my cousin's in Colfax once.
Smaller town, yeah.
And they rode through the streets doing, but I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember having to go inside. I mean, just, I remember. Mm. I think if I remember correctly, I remember seeing it, but I don't. But I remember being outside when I saw it.
Yeah.
It explains so much.
Yeah. For real. I was like, you guys are just going through these mosquito clouds.
Yeah, it was the coolest thing.
It's not cool.
Mm-hmm.
Probably got them hemorrhoids.
Exactly.
It may not even be hemorrhoids. It may just be a tail.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
There's this crazy situation that I saw on the news where a guy was fixing a lamp. He was learning how to fix small appliances and stuff. And he fixed a lamp that his wife had that wasn't working right. And he went in and plugged it in, turned it on. And when he turned it on, it exploded and ended up catching the table, the couch, all kinds, you know, whatever was there in the living room on fire. Smoked up the whole place, burned half the living room and all that. So you know what I was thinking as I was reading that this morning? I thought, that fella should call Paul Davis Restoration. First of all, he needs to give up electricianing or whatever he was doing. He just realizes he doesn't have it for that. That's not a strength for him. And have Paul Davis come and clean up and repair and restore his living room so his wife can get back to living her life. Why should she not be living her life right just because he dabbles in small appliances? So that's the perfect thing for Paul Davis's emergency technicians to do. Jump to this guy's rescue and clean up everything from the fire and the smoke damage and all and repair and restore it so everything can be back to normal. You know what? If you, as Ace and TJ Radio family members, a.k.a. John and Joan Q listener, had that type of situation, you should call Paul Davis, too.
Well, sure.
You know? And, you know, tell your friends and family. You know, if you got a, you know, your uncle that's bad to fall asleep with a cigarette in his mouth.
Oh.
You know? You may have to call Paul Davis and a doctor, but make sure Paul Davis is on that list to come fix everything in your house. So go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. You know, it is really, we joke around about Paul Davis's, you know, in their commercials and stuff, but it's no laughing matter whenever your house is, you know, in disarray and needs their services. So go to acetj.com/Paul Davis because Paul love it. Paul love it. I don't want to be too graphic with this, but it was a legit research that was done, and it determined that for the sexual pleasure of a woman, the position that is most designed to provide that pleasure, or the position that is most likely for the highest point of pleasure,
yeah,
is the plain old missionary. Because they did the research about blood flow to the areas, and the more blood flow to the areas, what opens up the nerves and the all of that. They said most of all the ultimate of testing all. They got these people to go in and make the sex with each other in different positions, and then as they did, they tested their blood flow to their regions, and the most blood flow happened when the woman was on lying on her back with a pillow under her hips, because that's what gets more flowing.
Yeah.
There.
Yup.
But who's carrying a pillow around in their car? You know?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Or in the truck for tailgates. You know what else gets that blood flowing? Alcohol.
Booze.
Mm-hmm. That opens up the veins.
Cocaine.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
Cocaine.
Opioids. Hard shit, man.
Niacin. Take this niacin. Get that blood flowing. Now, your head may feel like it's about to explode. Like it's just going to catch on fire.
Yeah, your ears are going to itch like hell, but just ignore that. You'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-workout. C4. Alexis was over here during that whole thing going, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Dr. Ruth.
It's the truth. Speaking facts.
But, I mean, you could have said, you know, the best position for that is the woman being on the third step of a ladder and the guy on a trapeze, and she'd have gone, hell
no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was doing too much work. I'm not trying to do all that work.
Choking somebody out.
Oh, yeah.
Cutting off blood flow.
Hell yeah.
To their main arteries.
Hey.
I call it the stroke.
Eyes popping out.
Cut off blood flow to the brain. You know what? Don't nothing get blood flowing like an open hand slap on the ass.
Alright.
Flow, blood. Flow.
Put her in a figure four. A sharpshooter. Cripple crossface. Choke.
Yeah. Pretend like she's choking on a piece of steak and you're putting a Heimlich on her.
Crazy, man.
It's funny. I don't know if they tested the Heimlich position.
Yeah.
You're dumb.
Yeah. Or sawdust. That'll get them in the mood. Yeah. Sawdust.
Well, that was enlightening.
Yeah.
Now I know. As if I give
it's
a
not
shit.
Not like you care.
I was going to say, right. As if you care a
I don't
bit
care.
About
it's not
that.
Perfect for me.
He's an information.
Turn around.
Don't even look at me.
I don't care. You look like Mona Lisa. It's like, and it's supposed to be the most beautiful woman ever. It's like, ugh.
But, so,
not to me.
In reading that story, one of the things I couldn't stop thinking about was how ugly the couples must have been obviously. To participate in the research. I just imagine them being ugly.
Yeah. Why they have to be ugly?
I don't know. Because you would think that that attractive people would have more going on for them in their lives than to get $20 being research people in a lab, having people watch you and measure the blood flow while you're making the relations.
We're going to pay you and your wife $50 a piece to come do this experiment.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Yeah, $100. Oh.
Are they going to give me snacks?
There is no way I would do that.
We're going to be doing it anyway.
Yeah. You know? There's no way.
Like, you guys got food?
Hmm. Well, we got some strawberries and whipped cream. Yeah. That's the food we got.
Well, good enough. No.
There's another poll question, Riggins.
Yeah, we've got like three poll questions so far. Like,
which show member would have sex for research?
Oh, yeah. We know.
Be research people.
We know who.
Mm-hmm. Would you do it, Riggins?
No.
No, I wouldn't either.
No. Because I'd mess up like all the results and stuff. They'd be like, this guy's a psychopath. You don't need to spit on her, sir. No point in her. Oh. Stop spitting on her.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.